The following program is for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Well, welcome back to another episode of Homolicious.
Woohoo! Welcome, you made it.
It's us again. Here we are.
Same faces, same voices, new day.
Well, they're going to have to take our word on the same faces because it is an audio medium.
Yeah.
That's true.
We're going to have a completely different face. You'd never know.
You two-faced bitch.
Oh, ooh, there it is.
Fight words.
Well, I am John Rust. I am a writer, producer, creative guy. And I was wondering, if February is the month of love, why is it the shortest?
Asking the real question.
Wow. It is a perpetual Mensa meeting in here. It is.
I'm Dano. I'm a 30-something geeky gay, and I am definitely a deadbeat plant daddy. They keep dying on me.
We tried to get you in a support group.
Yeah,
I mean, the first step is at least admitting, so I'm glad you're here. And I'm the reason Donna Summer had to dim all the lights, Latina Turner. I've been playing that song nonstop for the last month. Could not tell you why. It's not new. I didn't just discover it. It just kind of hit differently.
Disco month. I like it.
Our condolences to anyone within hearing distance.
All of my neighbors are like, just dim the lights already. You know, like, Jesus Christ.
You're like, Alexa, dim lights.
Alexa, dim Latina. You know what it's time for?
To leave. Oh, what? Are we going? Is it over? Can I go home?
What's on your mind? Latina Turner, what's on your mind?
In keeping with our theme for the Lunar New Year, I wanted to bring up something that I've talked about often with my brother that he asked me, and I think it's a really fun question to ask strangers. What time is it on the moon?
Jesus.
That's right. We're talking about moon time.
Okay.
Moon time. It kind of hurts your brain to think about, like,
yeah,
what time is it technically it's on the moon?
Yeah, it sounds like a riddle.
For those of you playing the home game, both of them look like they're constipated.
It's kind of like a mind fuck, right? I'm just like, well, like, is there like an MT, like mountain time, but moon time? Moon standard time?
There is technically a UT, which is universal time.
Not a urinary tract.
And that is something that we are not on. Right. It is a UTI. It is similar. Yes. I just wanted to hurt your brain a little bit.
Wow, come on, science. Did you expect that today? I didn't.
No. Mm. Yeah. No, our podcast doesn't cover science.
Didn't see that coming. No. I would like to remind all of our listeners at home that we are not a science podcast. Please do not trust anything we
say. We are definitely not educational.
Do not take any of this seriously.
Nope.
But also, if you can explain moon time to me, go ahead and slip into our DMs or shoot us a message. You'll see a link at the bottom in the show notes.
Especially if you're a sexy gay scientist, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you wearing just a lab coat right now? Yeah. Call in.
Operators are standing by. I can't even explain a moon pie, so I sure as hell don't know moon time. Dano?
Yeah?
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? What's on Dano's mind? Doppelgangers. Dun, dun, dun. Do you guys have anyone that, like, or has anyone ever come up to be like, oh, you look exactly like my friend or this dude I know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that a lot.
Me
They're like,
too.
You sound like Bea Arthur, or like, you look like Joyce DeWitt. And I'm just like,
every time. Yes. I am a tall, bearded white man with glasses, and I feel like I get compared to a lot of other tall bearded white men with glasses.
That's fair.
Yeah. I do have a story though. I used to work up in Woodland Hills, and on my lunch break, I'd go to the Trader Joe's. Every time I was in there, someone mistake me for an employee that actually works there. And it got to like the point where like I was asking an employee a question, and another employee came up from behind me, kind of like tapped me on the lower back and was like, hey, bud. And then he turned around and saw it wasn't whomever he thought it was. And he's like, oh, I just touched a customer kind of inappropriately. And I just laughed and laughed.
Yeah.
But I never met this guy. What if like I just go into a trance or something and I'm actually this dude that works at Trader Joe's?
Oh.
What if?
Well, we'll come get you.
I won't. Yeah, I'm going to leave you to lead your double life.
We'll get a discount if we know somebody that works at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, seriously.
I hear they get great benefits. So, hey.
Wow.
Yeah, I just want half off ham. That's all I want.
Half off ham. Love it.
Half off ham. Out of drag, I do get Tan France every now and then.
I see that.
I see it. People
are just like, oh, the guy from Queer Eye. And I'm like, obviously not.
You're half right.
Do I sound British, bitch?
We're like, we're in a Vons. Do you think Tan France is in a Vons?
Maybe.
In San Diego? He might be.
He's in your heart.
And as I age, Jeff Goldblum.
Yes. Wow. I see it. Yeah. I see it.
That will happen. Yeah. I'm just like a shade darker than he is, but I'll just stay out of the sun.
What about you, John?
I was handed a photograph in high school and said, look, you're in a magazine. And it was exactly a photograph of me.
Creepy.
And I contacted this person and said, you look like me, and I never heard back.
Yeah. Okay.
It's you from the future.
Yeah. It would have been weird if like it got returned to you and just like the mail just came back to you and you're just like,
it was a letter from me.
Yeah, this is the mind fuck episode.
Yeah. Yeah. You think Moontime gives you a headache? Get one of those letters.
I think we're just trying to hurt everyone's brain this episode. So.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
What's on your mind? You know what's on my mind? I've been watching reality elimination shows. And that's not people going to the bathroom. It's, it's people competing to the last contestant. So let's take, for example, The Voice or Drag Race, right? And you're a judge and someone is singing or lip syncing to a song, and you as a judge move your lips to the words of the song while they're doing it. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see somebody, a judge on The Voice, move their lips to a song they sang while somebody else is trying to sing it.
But it means they're grooving it.
Shut your mouth and quit moving your lips. Use your hips. Gyrate in your seat, but don't move your lips.
We don't use the word gyrate enough. That's a good word. That's a great $4 gay word that you can trot out, like vinaigrette or a falafel. I might be hungry.
I just gyrated a little bit too much. I hadn't warmed up.
Sorry about that.
But it is annoying. And now it will annoy you. There. You're welcome.
I think it just means that they're really digging it. They're enjoying it. They're having a good time.
Yeah. Moving their lips. Have you ever been to a play and someone starts singing the song behind you at the play? I go absolutely insane.
Okay. If they're actually singing it,
yes.
That's a problem.
Yes.
If they're actually singing, no. But I am fully guilty if I go see a musical or like I just went to go see West Side Story last month and I mouthed the words to pretty much everything. I couldn't help it. But no one was watching me except for your creepy ass, apparently. But
well, you were in the aisle in a 50s skirt, flipping it back and forth. You know, you could have moved your mouth. Nobody cares.
Just because I was dressed as Anita, that doesn't mean anything.
I didn't pay to go to the movie to hear the lady behind me sing the song. I paid to go to the movie to hear the people in the movie or the play do the song.
But like on these reality shows, they're not actually singing along, I don't think. They're just moving their lips.
No.
They're just in, they're grooving. You're like that one song that was popular in like the 2000s. Was it Hush Girl, Shut Your Lips, Do the Helen Keller, and Talk with Your Hips?
Wow.
That's the words you should live by.
These hips don't lie.
Yeah, Shakira, Shakira.
But they talk.
They won't shut up.
They talk. Well,
got a lot to say.
Especially after Taco Bell. They really talk. You know, whoa. Shut up. Shut up, hips and lower. Well, it's the month of February, and there's a big holiday coming up in Great Britain. It seems that Queen Elizabeth II has been on the British throne for 70 years.
Jeez. Wow. That's insane. Yeah,
has she ever gotten up off of the throne?
Yeah.
She's just permanently on.
No. Someone wipe me.
Has she tried Colace or some sort of softener? I think that might help a little bit.
She is the longest serving monarch in the country. So they are throwing a big celebration on February 6th.
Ooh, fun.
And part of that celebration is a pudding contest.
Is this like one of those things that like, At 6 years, it's diamonds. At 10 years, it's gold. At 70 years, pudding.
At 70 years, everything is pudding.
Yeah. You know?
Well, it's called the Platinum Pudding Competition to find a brand new pudding dedicated to the queen.
Platinum pudding? I love alliteration.
There is a different in British pudding than there is the American definition of pudding.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Like they have blood pudding. Like what is is pudding to them?
Whole bunch of things.
This is what I wanted.
Well,
whole bunch.
It doesn't matter because we're going to come up with our pudding for the queen.
Oh.
Ooh.
And we're going to enter this contest.
Oh, wow.
We should name it the off pudding.
Okay, great.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Yes.
Yes, that's very off-putting.
we've landed on the name.
So some of the traditional foods they eat is Queen Victoria sponge cake.
Sounds dry.
Which that sounds about as much fun as having a root canal. And coronation chicken was added in 1953.
What, does it come with a crown? I had that at KFC once.
It's so good.
It was good. It was like a limited time thing like the McRib, but it was...
It's always so dry all the time. I was like, this sounds fancy.
They're probably going to have a procession called the River of Hope at this celebration, which is 200 silk flags decorated with images drawn by children.
Uh-huh.
Kids can't draw for shit. It's going to look bad.
God, this sounds horrifying, doesn't
it? Yeah, anyway.
Get real artists and just parade around with real designs. But anyway, any ideas for the Queen's pudding for our entry?
Can there be edible glitter? That seems very royal to me.
Yeah, that seems royal. And then also some like a nice mix of like gas X and a leaf. Just some things like
old person stuff.
Just like old person stuff. You could put like a Werther's original in it.
Hidden in the middle.
Yeah.
Like a surprise.
Yeah, some of these hard candies from the bottom of my purse.
One's a candy, one's a Xanax. I mean, it doesn't matter. Just eat it. They're both sweet.
I don't know. Just have at it. I don't know.
Mystery pudding.
The whole thing could be in the shape of a diaper. This could be fun. That could be kind of nice.
I don't think we're going to win. But I'd like to make a suggestion to the group here.
Oh, please.
I think we could send a variation of the traditional English dessert called spotted dick.
Right.
Have you ever had spotted dick?
There is a cream for that.
I didn't put it in my mouth. I saw it was spotted.
That's such an easy one. I mean, that was lower than low hanging fruit.
I know.
But we love it.
That was a volleyball. Yeah.
Yeah. Spotted dick is a disgusting dessert.
What is it?
It is primarily made of suet. You know what suet is?
I don't even know her. No.
Beef or pork fat.
Oh.
It's what you put bird seed in so they eat it slower.
Suet, yeah.
When you hang it in a tree, right?
So it's a fun start.
Yeah. And it's got flour and currants, and it's called spotted dick because the little currants are little spots all over it.
God, they really just, they do not know how to do tasty things over there. There, I said it.
No, food was not a priority for some reason.
No.
Is it named after a Richard? Is that why it's...
Oh, no. I looked up the origin, and it's called spotted dick because of the last syllable of the word pudding.
What?
Help.
Pudding.
Anybody? Yeah. It's a ding or it's a dick.
Pudding.
I mean, which is it?
Pudding.
If you don't know the difference between a ding and a dick.
Pudding.
My brain's just like, what the fuck? I don't think we had enough coffee or we had too much. I don't know what it is, but okay.
Yeah.
So the Queen's pudding.
Some prudes call it spotted dog, but I like spotted dick. And it's available in a can.
Worse. Of course
So I was thinking we'd just make it, phallus shape.
Oh, yeah.
It, right. Dick shape, of course.
Yeah. And the spots could be like
bologna.
M&Ms or bologna or burns.
like a torch.
Like
a curling iron, like
little torch burns. And then, it's sometimes served with a cream sauce. And you know where I'm going.
Yeah, no.
It's going to be coming out the top, dribbling down, dribble.
The custard sauce is dripping out the top, right? And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the homilicious version of Spotted Dick.
You're welcome.
And you're going to underscore this with
exactly. Well, now we don't need to.
Welcome to Masterpiece Theater.
So February brings us the Lunar New Year celebration, and about a third of the population of this planet celebrates Lunar New Year. So
there you go.
We're not doing it, and I don't know why.
No, it sounds fun. Who doesn't love moon stuff?
It is. It's way more fun than just boring ass January, and we get to start saying Happy New Year again, because you know how much I love that.
week. I was going to start this episode with Happy New Year, Latina, but I thought you'd just click it off and
end
just,
meeting.
God. Couldn't keep her here. No, I mean, we have longevity noodles you eat and steamed fish and dumplings.
Sorry, longevity noodles?
That was my original drag name. and I changed it to this.
No, Dan, you've never had longevity noodles?
No, they sound great. Are these really long noodles?
Oh, no, they bring longevity to your life when you eat them.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, are they also long?
Oh, my God, damn.
Size queen, Jesus.
I know, he's standing there.
Dan's like, how long is it? I just want to know. Is it big?
At the fucking Chinese restaurant go, okay, show me your noodle. I mean, exactly. I need to see it before I'll eat this.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about the girth of the noodle, the length. I brought my tape measure.
Okay, can we put that on Dan's birthday list that he gets a bowl of longevity noodles just to...
Yay.
We need to get him out more often.
Yeah, really got to live a little.
It's on every Chinese menu. It really is.
I swear I've never heard of it or seen it.
That's all right.
Oh, my God.
If it's not General Tso's, I don't know nothing about it.
For Dan and the two other viewers that don't know what longevity noodles are, we're going to put a link at the bottom.
Yay.
In the show notes.
In the show notes. I always forget that part.
You always stare at a blank be like...
You know, the bottom of what?
You'll catch me, right? And we won't.
But look, how could there be a holiday that we don't celebrate? I love holidays. So,
right. White people co-opt everything. You think we'd co-opt Lunar New Year.
Right. Right.
Well, to be fair, they are doing Lunar New Year at Disneyland this year. It is a big celebration. So right. I
sounds
think
pretty white.
I think the white people have clued in finally. Mm-hmm. I think they know. I think it's happening.
Yeah.
There is a very fine line with Lunar New Year because it's like it can tread into appropriation very quickly. And so it's like we have to celebrate it in a very respectful way.
Well, we stopped calling it Chinese New Year, which we called forever. Absolutely. And so now we're calling it Lunar New Year. But listen, we need to talk about the astrological signs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, in our Western signs, we've discussed what our signs are with Danny before. But in Chinese astrology, we have a different sign. So, Dano, what's your sign?
I looked it up, and I am the year of the rat.
The rat.
That's my rat, by the way. The rat.
Ah, I liked the the sound effects. That was very, it was like I was there.
And I'm a goat. Don't say old goat.
No.
Because that's just...
No, it means greatest of all time. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's the new acronym that we've been using.
Uh-huh, yeah. Oh, should we get a puppy or a goat? Okay, it just sounds sad.
Yeah.
There's something, you know, goats eat everything and they're dirty and people think they're Satan.
They do.
Yeah, no one likes goatees anymore.
They got funny goat eyes and they have hooved feet and there's nothing.
Those eyes are creepy.
Yeah.
Season's bleedings from
bleeding.
So Latina, what's your Chinese astrological sign?
I was born the year of the dragon, and that should surprise no one.
Wow.
That sounds epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. She slapped the last person that called her a dragon.
Yeah.
She's taking it quite well today.
You can't see me, but I'm seething. No, it's actually a very lucky year, apparently, to be born in. So not bragging or anything, but I'm bragging just a little bit.
Ooh, I found out that the rats are seen as a sign of wealth and surplus because they multiply so much. So I got that wealth and surplus, baby.
Well, we need to get this all analyzed by our professional.
We need an expert.
Yeah. I think we need answers.
Who do we call?
The moon. Oh, no, wait. That's not right.
No.
No.
What time is it on the moon? Oh, God. Moon? Let's ask Danny that as soon as we see him. Danny, what time is it on the moon? And then...
Let's blow his mind.
It'll be as entertaining as the last time we posed the question. You know, it'll just like...
a bunch of dead air.
Like a big belly flop.
Oh, okay. That hurt a little.
Let's call Danny Santos and ask him all about Chinese astrology.
Let's do it.
Yay, ring-a-ding.
Danny Santos, hello, hello.
Hi, how's it going, you guys?
Good.
Hi, welcome back. We miss you.
Hello. Greetings.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy Lunar New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
We have so many questions.
We've got questions that need answering.
You've come to the right place, my dear.
The two different forms of astrology are Western astrology and Chinese astrology. Are they different theories? Are they compatible? Give us the download, Danny, right now. We need it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just different tools, I want to say. You know, different cultures have each developed their own different tool in order to help understand the human psyche, personality, etc. And when I think about Western astrology versus Eastern, it's not that one is greater than the other. And in fact, I think the two can work together beautifully.
Very cool.
So it's just as a form of using supernatural reading to predict or to anticipate, to try to plan.
That makes sense.
This is just a part of what humans do.
There are more people that turn to the Chinese astrology than to the Western because there's more Chinese people in the world.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. You know, it's
because science and the senses.
You know, the Chinese zodiac teaches us every 12 years we cycle through the same 12 animal signs. So this is kind of similar to the Western astrology. We've got 12 signs of the zodiac, but we cycle monthly, they cycle yearly. So when we think about the year 2022, this is actually the year of the tiger.
Oh, rare.
Is that rare?
Okay.
Danny, what's your animal?
I'm actually a rooster or, you know, the element water. So I'm a water cock.
Wow.
She fancy.
Rag.
Like Esther Williams. Jesus.
Okay. I think I picked up one of those at the sex shop the other day.
Oh, they're out of those. Yeah, I need to get one.
You can tuck those in a suitcase and fill them up when you get there, huh, Dano? Hey.
And you can take them in the tub. They don't electrocute you.
Amen. So what's interesting about 2022, so the every 12 years we cycle through the same animal sign, basically, and it takes 60 years to get the same element and the same animal to happen.
Oh,
so the last time we had a water tiger was in 1962.
Yeah, John was 40. That's crazy.
That was such a fun birthday that year. Oh, I can't remember it, but it was such a fun birthday.
Well, when we think about the energy of the tiger itself is all about strength, braveness, exercising evil. It's all, courage is a big theme with it. But when we add water, it brings sentimentality, emotionality, compassion, kindness. So when we look at 2022, this year is going to be really powerful. We're going to see a lot, a very significant transition in regards to making big changes in our lives. So the overall year is one of risk-taking and adventure and the world on a collective level, we're trying to find enthusiasm again, both for ourselves and the collective at large.
Amen, sister.
So when we looked at 2020, that was the year of the rat.
Oh.
And if we think about, you know, in Chinese culture, rats are actually considered royalty.
Dano the rat.
Heck yeah, we are. I'm a year of the rat.
Hey.
Yeah.
Dano, come through, baby. So, but 2020, the year of the rat is typically years of survival.
That makes sense.
And then 2021, that was the year of the ox. So that was all about anchoring ourselves into a new reality, which I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I've stepped into a different dimension after the last 2 years.
Again, anchoring ourselves, lots of like, you know, staying at home in place. Yeah.
Being very anchored.
Drinking anchor steam beer.
A lot of Captain Morgan, Taylor Jerry.
Well, when we look at the Lunar New Year, this will be from February 1st, 2022, all the way to January 31st of 2023. There's actually a fun legend about the Lunar New Year, and basically the Chinese zodiac dates all the way back to the Qin Dynasty over 2,000 years ago. It's rooted in a system called zoology or animal worship.
Zoology. That's a nice word. I like that.
Zoology. Mm. I know. Scrabble's having a field day with this one. but as the legend goes, the Jade Emperor challenged all the animals in the kingdom to a great race, and whoever arrived at his palace first would win his favor. So the tiger was sure that he had this race in the bag, but he ended up placing third, following the cunning rat and the workhorse of an ox that snuck ahead of him. So for this reason, tigers are third in line, and it makes them extremely competitive. He was probably physically the most apt to win the race, and yet he didn't. So tigers are also known for their courage and determination, and they're incredibly ambitious. So on top of this, it comes with a great generosity to help others, to drive, to do well for the group.
I like that.
They always want to seek justice. That's kind of what the tiger is about.
Right. Is it magical when your sign matches the year?
Yeah, this is, it's a particularly good luck. It's kind of like a return back home.
Well, great. Because we're fucked because none of us are tigers. So,
John, what year were you born?
The goat.
What's the,
don't the ask goat. The It's just, it's, you don't ask a farmer how many acres he owns and you don't ask a gay guy what year he was born.
Excuse me.
Just count the rings like an old tree.
And then Latino. Oh God, the visuals. Latina
on my face.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh, rings on your face. Yeah.
Right. Latino, what animal spirit do you fall in the Chinese?
You're going to be surprised.
Yeah, I'm a dragon.
Oh baby.
Yeah. So she's an 88. I think
that was a and Dano the rat.
I looked it up because I didn't know this, like the element sign, like to go along with the year. It looks like I'm a wood rat.
Oh,
wood rat.
My research says that the dragon are energetic people.
Latina.
Well, so something. And when I get up around 3 p.m., I'm very energetic. Yeah.
I've seen her lose an eyelash in a windstorm and chase it down. I mean, she goes for it and gets it back.
She books it.
Oh, I miss Hurricane Sandy. That was fun.
Well, you have high standards too, I understand, Latina.
Oh yeah, I mean, it doesn't explain this podcast, but I normally yeah, very very
well, in dating. Is he breathing? Okay, that'll work.
Good. Yeah.
Well, when we think about the tiger, if we want to merge the Western and the Chinese zodiac, basically each one of the Chinese zodiac animals is an analogy with one of our zodiac signs. Mm. So the tiger is parallel to what we have Aquarius being. Oh. And Aquariuses are all about humanitarianism. They can be quite solitary creatures. They're people that like to be alone or to have friendship but not merge too quickly. Aquarius is all about the humanitarian pursuit, the benefit of everyone. So we think about tigers in the wild, and they're very solitary animals, with the exception of mothers and their cubs. But basically, individual tigers roam across large areas, and they just are looking for food and keeping to themselves, kind of like an Aquarius does. You'd think that the year of the tiger would be similar to like the zodiac sign Leo. Leos are pack animals. Tigers are solitary creatures. That's why, you know, although they're felines, it doesn't quite fall right in line with each other. But the tiger is associated with the yang, masculine, active energy, and they hate being told what to do, similar to an Aquarius. So.
Interesting.
Big tiger energy.
Wow. Rare. Yeah, Tiger King.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
That's a throwback.
That's so good. That's so good. And Carol. I wonder what her sign is.
Oh, she's a Gemini.
Well, this year looks promising then.
It does.
Yeah, just the thing to watch out for is
dragons.
A lot of us are going to be thriving.
Hey, I heard that.
Yeah, Latina. A lot of us will be thriving. We'll be taking great leaps while others might crash and burn. This is really a year of like having proper temperance, you know, making sure when you act, you have your structures in place. Mm. It's important to follow your intuition and run with your dreams, but we need to keep our egos in check.
I'm out.
That's the most important thing is follow your person.
Yeah, John's out. All right.
Next.
Yeah, John.
Who had January, whatever today is?
I'll do my best. How about that? You know, when I looked up GOAT, it said that I'm sympathetic and brimming with a strong sense of kindheartedness.
Oh, my God.
That feels a little off, but we'll allow it.
Really? Man. That shit's fucked up. That's not who I am. Hold on, I gotta yell at the neighbor kid, get off my lawn. There, we're good. We're
so back. Full of compassion. That's all good news though. It's good news for the year. Yeah.
And you know, if tiger is similar to like Aquarius, we've all stepped into the age of Aquarius where it's less about the one-on-one and it's more about the group. Ooh. So think about it, social media, doing things online, recording this podcast. We're not in person with each other, but we're able to connect It's just less personal level to the collective, and it's more about advancement in technology, a lot of people working from home, that's more solitary. So we can certainly see these kinds of shifts in consciousness happening.
It all rings true.
Let's see what comes next, you guys.
It's all about next, right? Can you trust rats? I have that question. I'm really worried about
I don't know, Dano. You're looking pretty untrustworthy over there.
I've got a dragon. I've got a rat. I mean, why can't I have like a tiger friend?
No. Oh, everyone needs a tiger.
And a tiger friend, they would eat you because you're a goat.
Yeah. Also, John, just aim for friends in general at this point. You know, who cares what sign they are?
I should just take. Being picky never got me any, so I guess I'll just go broad here. Like
I've been going broad for a while, trust me.
Do you have a sign? Well, we could be friends if you have a sign. Do you have a birthday?
Oh, you're lucky.
All my friends have birthdays. Every one of them.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it all works out. Danny Santos, thank you so much. And happy Lunar New Year to you.
Happy Lunar New Year, you guys. And as always, it's an honor to be here.
Thrilled to have you, Danny. Oh, as
thank
always.
You. Well,
if our listeners could see, we're blushing.
Aww.
No, we're not. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Bye.
Bye, Danny. Bye. We'll see you soon.
So February brings us Groundhog Day.
Yay! They're so cute.
Again.
It's a hard holiday to celebrate.
It is. It feels very archaic. They're like, let's ask this animal how long the season will be. And it's like, do we have to?
Right. It's been going on for a while, since like 1887.
How did that last? How is it still going strong? I don't know.
Because this is America. They don't like change.
I want to set the mood for you. It's February and it's Pennsylvania. Okay, there's nothing to do.
Very true.
And so they thought...
Are there things to do in Pennsylvania in the other month?
I think there are. They actually make a festival out of this. And there's a parade and there's...
I love a parade.
There's a whole website of the things you can do in... Well, it's in...
Punxsutawney?
Thank you for saying it for me. Yes. I've been trying to pronounce it. Now tell us where it's at.
Punxsutawney's and
Punxsutawney. Yeah.
P-U-N.
Punxsutawney.
P-U-N-X.
Put an X in a word. We all love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
And I'm believing this is an indigenous word. Yes.
Sure. Why not?
Sure.
Okay. This was fun.
I don't know any words we have with X's in the middle.
X-lax.
You.
X-ray.
Well, X is not in the middle of X-ray.
Ooh, called out. Oh, well, wow. It's in the middle of my hips need an X-ray, ma'am. Sorry, back to you in the studio, John.
So groundhogs, they're cute.
They are cute. And Punxsutawney Phil is the name of the groundhog that they pull out every February 2nd.
It must be a really old groundhog by now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think it's the same one? Yeah, I don't know.
It's not.
But anyway, well, and if he sees his shadow, then he predicts the weather. The forecast.
This is great. No, this is very informational. It's like you pull him out, he predicts the weather. His name's Phil.
They stuff him back in for another year. Right.
So before that, of course, it was a Christian holiday called Candlemas Day.
Candlemas.
And they had a poem they would say. And I'd like to recite that poem for you at this time.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Oh.
If Candlemas be fair and bright, come winter, have another flight. If Candlemas brings clouds and rain, go winter and not come again.
Go winter!
Go winter! Go on!
Yes, winter!
So I guess as you're walking with your candle to church and it's sunny, it's going to be sunny. If you're walking and it's cloudy, it's going to stay cloudy for 6 weeks.
But the whole
thing,
like, when did they replace the candle with,
that's bleak.
With the groundhog? They are not alike at all.
That is like holiday jazz where they are just making that up as they go. And they're just like, what do we got? And they're like, what's that? And they're like, a groundhog. Like, okay, great. Pull it out.
Yeah. You know, we should talk about Groundhog's Day.
We should talk about Groundhog Day. Yeah, that's coming up this month.
Yeah, what is Groundhog's Day?
That's because Groundhog's Day repeats everything.
Get it?
Oh, because like the machinery. Okay.
What we need to decide today is how we are going to celebrate Groundhog's Day. Or Groundhog Day. I keep saying groundhogs.
Oh, it's singular?
It's singular. Groundhog Day.
Because it's just Phil. It's just fill up.
There's only one Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah.
It's just fill up.
So Latina will get up about 3 in the afternoon, walk to the door,
yeah,
turn around, open the curtains, and if she sees her reflection in the glass, then we have 6 more weeks of winter. Right? So let us know how it works out.
Yeah.
We'll post whether or not Latina sees her shadow.
Yeah. It'll just be me screaming into a window either way.
It's part of your morning ritual. Make a little coffee.
Yeah. I was doing it anyway. I'll let you know if we're going to see spring or not. Yeah.
I just heard Latina scream. I guess winter's still coming.
You're welcome.
Keep in mind that these people count down to spring. They are stuck in a really cold place and they can't wait for spring. Oh, yeah. And so they pull him out and he doesn't see shadow, and then they all, I'll go home. I guess it's like, we're fucked.
No. It's I think you've got it reversed. If he sees a shadow, it's 6 more weeks of winter. If he doesn't, it means that it's an early spring.
Oh.
But I don't think it makes sense. Like, if he sees a shadow, it means it's the sun is out. And that, for some reason, means it's going to be a longer winter, which doesn't make sense to me.
That doesn't check to me. It's like, if you see your son.
Are you my son?
And then when seeing my
son. Oh my God, I have a child? Oh my God.
He has my son. If you see the sun, then that would signal that
the sun is out.
Spring would be coming before the sun is out. Oh man, I don't know. I got to stop drinking.
Now I got to look this up. I'm on the Groundhog's Day Wikipedia. Groundhog Day.
A lot of people who do podcasts do the research before and not during. No, but not during.
You know, I bet they don't.
Okay, I bet they don't.
I bet they don't.
So, Dan, tell us about groundhog.
Okay, here we go. Pennsylvania Dutch superstition that if a groundhog emerging from its burrow on that day sees its shadow due to clear weather, it will retreat to its den and winter will persist for 6 more weeks. If it does not see its shadow because of the cloudiness, spring will arrive early. That don't make no sense.
I thought it had something to do with his animal fat. Of what he had stored, and he was hibernating, and then he gets up, and he's like, fuck it, and he goes back to bed. And because of he's burned up his fat, that was a really cold winter. I don't know.
Fat little groundhog.
Oh, burning fat.
Turn and burn it.
Turn and burn it.
We could call it Turn and Burn It Day.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, thanks, Pennsylvania Dutch.
You did it again.
I'll never say that again.
Well, that concludes another episode of Homealicious.
Oh, thank God.
We survived.
This has been a roller coaster, hasn't it?
It has. My ups and downs and from light vomiting.
Up and downs, dragons, goats, rats.
Oh, creatures. Creatures snuck in.
Lots of creatures. Yeah. Yeah. Lots of
this
creatures.
This was our creature feature episode.
Mm-hmm. Right. And Lunar New Year and all that brings.
We had it all.
I think I might go to Chinatown and check out their Lunar New Year festivities.
That'd be great. Have yourself some lifelong noodles or whatever.
No, longevity noodles.
Forever noodles.
Congratulations. You won lifelong noodles.
Yay. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't believe you. I've never seen a longevity noodle.
Oh, my God. Doubting Thomas here on line 4. You know, I don't believe it. They don't have them. That's not true.
Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Homealicious, the Odd Pod, is intended for entertainment purposes only. The next episode will drop in a week. Please download and subscribe. The views expressed by the hosts and their guests are all their own. If you'd like to send us compliments or praise or nude photos, feel free to contact us at homealicious_pod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
If I ain't seen it, it's not real.